Hello, I'm Georgia Toffolo, and you're at post 4 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. Follow the path down into the trees and turn right. Try counting the number of different trees and shrubs that you can see in the first 30 metres of this hedge. It's been suggested that the age of a hedge can be found by counting the number of tree and shrub species in it, the idea being that older hedges are colonised by more species over time. If you find one tree, then the hedge is likely to be about 100 years old. If there are four, it probably dates from Tudor times. And if there are 9 to 12 species, it has probably been here since Saxon times. How many types of tree and shrub did you find? Hooper's rule, as it is known, is only an approximate rule of thumb and doesn't work with recently planted hedges, but it can be a useful way to identify and age historically important hedgerows. You may also notice several climbing plants in this stretch of hedgerow. See how many you can find. White bryony has deeply lobed vine-like leaves and pale green flowers. The stems have spiral tendrils, which the plant uses to climb. Its taproot is often divided and resembles the root of the plant mandrake, which it was often sold as a substitute for. True mandrake, which grows best in warmer climates, had a reputation as a mystical plant. Its roots are also divided, resembling a human form, and the plant was said to shriek when dug up. It was highly sought after as a painkiller, a narcotic and an aphrodisiac, but it was an expensive commodity, and so other plants, including white bryony, were often sold as counterfeits. Old man's beard, also known as traveller's joy, is a woody climber and is a type of wild clematis. It has peeling bark and can form thick, vine-like stems. The flowers are greenish cream and the seeds form fluffy plumes in the autumn, which give the plant its name. It was once also known as boy's bacca and gypsy's bacca, as the stems were smoked as a cheap substitute for tobacco. Black bryony is our only native member of the yam family. It has long, heart-shaped, glossy leaves and bell-shaped, yellow-green flowers. The fruits are round scarlet berries clustered along the stem. These are poisonous, so please don't touch. Black bryony isn't related to white bryony, but has a similarly forked root and was also sold as a counterfeit mandrake. To continue the nature trail, follow the path through the trees. Turn right at the field corner and walk uphill until you emerge into the open. Cross over the horse ride onto a wide grassy path, turn left and walk along for about 150 metres and you will see post 5 on your right-hand side.